News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. Hey, by the way, got to tell you, ZLA Solutions is kicking it. ZLA Solutions, they are one of the best around at getting people back to work. And I know these folks personally. I know they do. They had their biggest year ever when they got the year-end reports. They were telling me, wow. And listen, they do what they do because they're good at it, but they do what they do because they enjoy it. Getting people back to work is like a passion for them. So ZLA Solutions, if you're looking for a job, go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. Check it out. They've got jobs posted all over North Alabama, good ones, a lot of them with benefits. If you are an employer and you need to hire more people, you need to get a workforce together, they can do all that for you too. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, all of it. Blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter. ZLA Solutions, they like to say, at ZLA, we don't make it, we just make it better. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. That's ZLAUSA.com. All right, so listen, I'm going to the next part of the Triple Dipper, although I have very little time to do it right now. The next part of the Triple Dipper is called Military Moves. Military Moves, something that is extremely, you know, near and dear to my heart and to this listening audience's heart. You guys know my background. I retired as an 06 in 2017, 30 years of uniformed service, guard, reserve mostly, spent two tours downrange, Iraq and Afghanistan. I'm the son and grandson of career officers. My son is on active duty now, and we are a military family through and through. I watch what happens with the military with keen interest, and I feel like when something comes up that I can speak to, that I'm not just speaking hollow words, that I can speak the language, and I can assess things, and I can talk to you about boots on the ground, and I can also talk to you having worked in the Pentagon. And so I'm looking at what's happening right now with our armed forces, and I'm seeing things somewhat strategically. I'm seeing things, you know, I've been talking on the show quite a bit about the fact that we have to be prepared for a two-front near-peer adversary at least being testing our capabilities. I'm not saying that we're looking at a world war by any stretch, but what I am saying is, things have geared themselves away from the asymmetric warfare of Afghanistan and back into a more conventional, they call them near peer or large force opportunities. What you're seeing massing on the borders of Ukraine right now is what we call old school warfare. And we haven't seen that type of buildup since Desert Storm. And that type of buildup is what we used to see in the Cold War. And just the other day, General Jack Keane on Fox News, I think I played the clip on the show, he said that what we saw in the Cold War is what we are seeing now. It's as if we have returned to those same days. Well, China is on that level. Of course, China is making its, you know, probings as to the defenses of Taiwan. Many people speculate that we need to keep our eyes on Taiwan as soon as the Olympics are over. The Olympics right now are like this, I don't know how to describe it, they're like this speed bump in the road. The international community is gathered. You know, China's hosting. They don't want to screw with that right now. They got a lot invested. Russia is actually going. Apparently, Putin and Xi are going to meet together, I believe, next week at the Olympics. That's big doings. Big doings. There is great speculation that that meeting could have some serious import. Well, I told you earlier about the ISIS leader killed in a U.S. Special Operations raid in Syria. So we are actively engaging on other fronts. Don't forget the fact that we have troops on the ground in Syria. We have things that are happening right now in Ukraine. Article here on defensenews.com dated several days ago literally says the U.S. military readies itself to walk and chew gum as multiple crises loom. There are some who say, And I'm not talking about like in a hawkish, we can't wait, we got the industrial complex all geared up, we're going to make more armaments and billions of dollars. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about defense policy. Retired U.S. Army Lieutenant General Charles Hooper, who served as the director of the Defense Security Corporation Cooperation Agency and defense attaché in Beijing, said he sees the potential of simultaneous invasions of Ukraine and Taiwan as being unlikely. But he says he assesses there's a probability of simultaneous crises. And he believes that the Chinese are watching Ukraine and our response very closely. Again, I'm not advocating that we put troops into harm's way, although Elements of the 82nd Airborne are deploying as of today, I believe, to Eastern Europe as part of the NATO counter to what's happening with Russian troops. All that to say, I got a lot more on that. But then I also got things that I'm going to cover after the trip, after the Grand Council is over in a few minutes. I'm going to cover down on some things that are happening with the Department of Army initiating its separation of vaccine refusers. Guess, by the way, I'm looking at a chart right now from the U.S. Army itself, army.mil. Guess how many religious exemptions were granted by the U.S. Army? Zero. Zero. By their own admission, were approved. Guess how many were requested? 2,910, at least. 2,910. And they approved zero. I'm just saying, folks, this is not right. In the meantime, the world is still a dangerous place. We'll talk more about that when we get a chance. Coming up next, my brethren, Jeff Poore, Dale Jackson, the Grand Council. We will ping each other with conservatism and see how we respond. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back.